Good morning. Welcome to the first Loudoun ERP Project Town Hall meeting. My name is Lee Burden, and I'm the Assistant Superintendent of Business and Finance for Loudoun County Public Schools. Since most of you don't know me, I'm proud to say that I'm a native Virginian and a product of Virginia Public Schools. I've attended Virginia Public Schools from kindergarten all the way up through graduate school. And I have 22 years of public education finance in the Northern Virginia area. Again, I want to thank you for coming this morning. And some of you are very familiar with the project, and some of you may not be as familiar. Our goal is to make sure that everyone involved in the first phase has a basic understanding of the project. We'll have time to answer your questions at the end of the presentation. And now let's look at some of the changes that have occurred over the years, starting from about the same time our current software was first implemented.
Over the past 50 years, the way America travels has changed a lot. But through all that time and all those many changes, there's been the same place to find a comfortable night's rest, Motel 6. Always there with the lowest price of any national chain, so you save more for what you travel for. So no matter how much the journey changes, you'll know there's a light on at the end of it. Motel 6, 50 years, and the light's still on.
It hasn't been quite 50 years since we started using our current software, but it has been more than 30. And this video illustrates how things change over time, and we've changed too. Implementation of the ERP, although certainly a big change, is just one more. And isn't our motto, I bide my time? Well, I guess we do. So now let's look at the agenda for the town hall meeting. The ERP, what is it? What are the benefits of the project? What systems will be replaced? What is the project schedule? Who will be affected? What approach are we taking to ensure a successful implementation? And what about training and communication? And again, if we miss anything, there will be an opportunity for questions at the end.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Margaret Huckabee. I'm the Director of Employee Relations for Loudoun County Public Schools, and I am very happy to be here this morning as we celebrate the official kickoff for our Enterprise Resource Planning Process, otherwise known as ERP. As we continue this morning and into this joint Loudoun County Government and Loudoun County Public Schools process, there are many people who will be involved with ERP in a variety of levels. I would like to introduce a few of them to you today in an effort to acquaint you with each of them and also to thank them for the work they've accomplished to date, as well as what we will accomplish together in the future. First of all, our sponsor team. These individuals will guide this process as we move forward during the next few years. You will also hear from them this morning during this presentation. First of all, Ben Mays, the Acting Director of Finance, Loudoun County Government. Jean Troxell, the Director of Information Technology, also Loudoun County Government. Wendy Wickens, the Assistant Director of Information Technology. And also Lee Burden, Assistant Superintendent of Business and Financial Services, Loudoun County Public Schools. And Dr. Marianne Hardebeck, Assistant Superintendent of Personnel Services, Loudoun County Public Schools. And I am representing her here today. We also have project leads. And these people have been involved since the beginning of the process as they researched what we needed in an ERP, visited other locations, and then made recommendations to the Board of Supervisors. Let me ask them to stand as I call their name. Diane Blackwell, Loudoun County Public Schools. Noyan Oktug, Loudoun County Government. Norbert Kirkendall, Loudoun County Public Schools. Daryl Fisher, DIT. And Mike Bardos, DIT. We have two project managers, Vince Marcassano from Vivid, and Doug Niebuhr, Application Software Technology, AST. We have two managers, Suzanne Maxey, VIP, she could not be with us today, and Janet Dahman, also from AST. Our change management and communication lead is Tom Grubb from AST. And the AST executive sponsor is Shaji Zachariah. Many other people have been involved as subject matter experts and members of our project teams. Would the members of the Loudoun project team please stand? They're over here. And also, would the AST project team join them in standing? Ladies and gentlemen, let's offer them a round of applause. They have worked very hard over the last couple years. I also want to thank each of you in this room and other members of the county government and school system who continue every day to accomplish the work that we must do. We are all very proud of the work we accomplish and the services we provide on a daily basis, especially for our citizens in Loudoun County. As I end, I would like to thank a few people who have helped us make this morning's presentation go smoothly. First of all, Jacob Arand has provided all our technical assistance this morning and over the last week. His expertise is invaluable, and we are so grateful for his guidance. Denver Peshkin in the back is videotaping this presentation, so we can post the video on our website at a later date. We thank him and the Loudoun County Public Schools Office of Public Information. Last, but certainly not least, I want to thank the principal of Briarwoods High School, Mr. Ed Starzinski, for his hospitality and his graciousness as he made his staff available throughout this past week to assist us. Once again, thank you all for being here today. I hope you will enjoy the presentation, and please join me in welcoming Mr. Gene Troxell to the stage.
Good morning. For those of you who don't know me, and I see some faces out there that I have not met, I'm Gene Troxell. I'm Information Technology Director for Loudoun County Government. In a prior life, I have to tell you, I worked for Loudoun County Public Schools, in fact, for 22 years. I can honestly say that I worked with your superintendent, not for your superintendent, but with your superintendent, back at Loudoun County High School. We were both school teachers at one time over there. He went on and became the assistant principal of Broad Run High School. I went on and became assistant principal of Loudoun County High School. And from there, we kind of parted our ways, and each did some different things in the central office. And back in 1989, I moved over to the county government, which I now serve as the Director of Information Technology, providing services to the 30-some-odd agencies and departments over there, as well as continue to provide services to the Loudoun County Public Schools. Most people don't realize, but the public schools and the county government share a lot of assets, information systems. It is one finance system that both entities use. They share the payroll system, they share the HR system, they share library management systems. And in this case, we're gonna be talking about an ERP system, and again, we're gonna be sharing that system. DIT also plays a role in the support of your student information system. So we've got deep roots and continue to have deep roots with the public schools. So just because I work for the county, please don't think I'm unfamiliar with the public schools. That's not the case. Inflation, 10.2%. Gas, $1.32. The median household income, $19,000. I think Loudoun County is the top in the nation right now at $120,000. Prince Charles and Lady Diana got married. The first space shuttle got launched, IBM introduced the first PC, or IBM PC. Dolly Parton, remember 9 to 5? Raiders of the Lost Ark. Britney Spears was born. A couple other little things for your sports fans. Los Angeles Dodgers beat the New York Yankees in the World Series. The Oakland Raiders beat the Philadelphia Eagles. If you're an NBA fan, the Boston Celtics beat the Houston Rockets in the NBA championship. Loudoun County had a population of about 60,000 in this year, has a population of 320,000 now. The town of Leesburg had a population of 8,500 people. It has a population of 43,000 now. What year is it? Well, it's 1981, and that was the year, I like to say, Grandpa bought his Ford, his new Crown Victoria. and it was a state-of-the-art vehicle back in those days. It was comfortable to ride in, it was powerful, it met all of the state and federal requirements for crash tests. I don't know if they had any emission tests back then or miles per gallon requirements. It had nice functionality, it had an AM/FM radio, it had power steering, automatic transmission. You know, he was all set. Well, if Grandpa's still driving that car, he's got some problems. That car is over 30 years old. He's probably replaced the engine, the transmission. He might be having problems trying to find parts for it. Ford doesn't make the Crown Victoria anymore. Ford's not training mechanics coming out of their schools on how to work on a vintage automobile like that anymore. It's been patched together. What I'm really describing is the county finance system. The county purchased their finance system in 1981. And all of those attributes I just described about that car, Grandpa's Ford, apply to the finance system. It was a great system in its day, had a lot of functionality in its day. It does not have the functionality required today to serve a community of 320,000 people and to serve a school district the size of Loudoun County. ERP, the term means not, for the school people, emergency response plan. I know you're familiar with that term. ERP in the information technology business and the accounting business means enterprise resource planning system. Fancy word for a big finance system, very comprehensive finance system, very comprehensive accounting system. The term, I looked it up last night, the term emerged around 1990. ERP systems have their roots in manufacturing processing systems, big systems that did all of the scheduling in the manufacturing processes, inventory management, ordering, and things like that. ERP systems, you can think of them the same way, but they are aimed and targeted at the business processes of an organization, not necessarily the manufacturing processes. So enterprise resource planning system, the county has purchased one from Oracle. And if you want to think of it in the terms of Loudoun County and the functions that it's going to perform, you can think of it as our current financial system, our budgeting system, procurement, payroll, human resources, and a lot of other ancillary systems that go along with that. One big comprehensive system that is going to perform all of that business functionality rather than have independent systems doing that. A lot of the systems that you're familiar with, the names, some of them are up here, are going to disappear because it's going to be replaced by the Oracle Financial System. FAMIS is going to be gone. By the way, FAMIS stands for Financial Accounting Management Information System. That was the one I said dates back to 81. The vendor no longer supports it. It's like that Crown Victoria. The vendor no longer provides updates for it. Can't get parts for it, more or less. So that one, we're on our own on that one. GovMax, BMS, they're the budgeting systems used by the county government and the schools. OLPS, that's the purchasing system on the school side. ADPEX is not up here, that's the one on the county side. iForms has some accounting functions, as you can see. Cyborg will go away, that's the HR system. Cyborg payroll will go away. Winocular, used by the public schools to do applicant tracking, imaging, that will go away. And what we're going to find is that this functionality will be performed by the ERP system. Things that are going to get better. Well, support's going to get a lot better because we now have a company called Oracle that are going to stand behind this product. As I mentioned, for example, in the case of FAMIS, no one company stands behind that product anymore. The DIT staff has to support that product. There's going to be one common database to facilitate information sharing. Right now, there's multiple databases that exist, one for each one of those systems that I previously described. Clumsy interfaces are going to disappear. Those are the systems that we had to create to pass data from one system to another, to get the budget data into the accounting system. That's going to go away because, remember, we're working with one seamless database. Oracle will provide us enhancements fixes. If something's wrong with it, we'll get a patch to fix it, the new releases of software with new functionality. The servers are trying a new concept. You've heard of the cloud. The servers are not going to be hired, not going to be housed in the Information Technology Center. Dozens of servers. We have contracted with a company whose primary focus and primary role is to manage servers. They manage their own data center. Those servers are in that data center, and we'll access those servers over the internet through a secure connection. Disaster recovery. If something happens to that data center, our data is also resident in an alternate data center located somewhere else in the United States, and servers are there that we can fail over to in a matter of a day or two. We can't do those things right now. The legacy languages, computer languages that my staff is working with, they will disappear. The old technologies that we deal with, the other technologies, they will disappear. So my staff is learning some new tools, how to manage the new systems. The end result, I think we're going to see improved reliability. We're going to see reduced risk of failure. You're going to say, well, what's in it for me, particularly the people that use this system? Well, I just described what's in it for the county as a whole, the enterprises. When I say the county, by the way, I mean that's the Loudoun County Public Schools and the Loudoun County government together. I just described some of the things that it means to the county, and I just described some of the things that it means to information technology. It is going to impact the people that use the system. There's going to be some change. But just like in information technology, all the functions that we perform right now with the current systems, we're still going to keep on performing them. We're just going to do them differently. We're going to have new tools, new technologies, and new ways of doing them. And I think you're going to find the same thing that's going to apply to the people that use these systems. Your functions aren't going away. You still need to produce a payroll. You still need to produce a budget. You still need to balance the books. All of that continues. But the way you're doing it, it's potentially going to change. So I'll just say that up front. Everybody's got to keep an open mind. It's a great opportunity to learn some new things. These systems are based on best practices. So hopefully, you know, we'll be able to deploy those best practices and improve the way we do business. I'll say one thing that it's not going to do, and this is not a purpose of this system. This system is not being implemented to implement or to eliminate positions. You will see nowhere has that ever been said. And it is meant to streamline processes. It's meant to introduce best practices into our operations. It's meant to improve the way we're doing things so that we can handle growth. We can handle increased demands for information. As the county grows, the decision makers in the county want more information. And this system will be able to absorb that growth and produce the type of information needed. The functions are still going to be there. The way they're performed, though, could change. And I think we just need to keep an open mind about that. In my role with the Loudoun County Schools and Loudoun County government, I probably have implemented over 100 information systems, and I can honestly say I can't remember a single position that we ever eliminated. It has always been absorbed by growth, and you saw 8,500 in the town of Leesburg to 43,000, 60,000 in Loudoun County to 320,000. I looked at the growth statistics. The county still predicted to grow in the economic downturn. It did not stop growing. So this is going to position us, and it's going to enable the existing staff to absorb that growth and produce the information that the decision makers need, and also to handle the growth in the transactions. Some of the benefits, it's going to be easier to navigate. The green screens are going to be gone that you're now using with Famous in particular, and with the HR systems, the cyborg systems. Point and click is going to be here. We're going to have fewer different systems to sign on into. It will reduce a lot of the manual work. I know people in here are maintaining private little databases on their PCs. I know that they've got spreadsheets that you have to go to, but you can't drill down deep enough in Famous or in purchasing to get the information that you need. hopefully those things are going to go away. That is the intent. Data consistency, no more trying to balance why the budget, when it rolled over, it was off maybe a few hundred dollars as compared to what it was in the budgeting system. One common database. It has to be the same data. We're just sharing it now. Easier access to information. And finally, as I mentioned, greater reporting capability, which is going to be needed for the decision makers and to absorb growth. Well, Grandpa's getting a new car. And that's a 2012 Ford Taurus. And it's got more functionality. It's not patched together. It meets all the current standards and requirements of state and federal law. That's kind of like what our finance system, our new finance system, is going to do. I think it's a great analogy to the automobiles. Before I sit down, I'd like to just say that this project, ERP project, is a part of a much larger project. And just to frame it for you, right now the county's in the process of replacing its tax systems. It's in the process of replacing its real estate assessment systems. And ERP is kind of the third leg, replacing all of its business process systems. This project began 3 or 4 years ago, maybe even 5 years ago, with a needs analysis. We had to take it through the budget process to get the appropriate funding. Justifications had to be documented. Requirements analysis was done. Over 7,500 requirements were documented and specified in requests for proposals that went out. So it's been a lot of work that's been ongoing behind the scenes. And we've now reached the point where these things are starting to be implemented. To manage this, there is a steering committee, a management steering committee, consists of the Commissioner of Revenue, and I saw him, Bob Wirtz. He was kind enough to come today. I don't know where he went, Bob, but there he is. Yeah, thank you, Bob, for coming over. Roger Zern, are you here, the county treasurer? Yeah, great. Members of the steering committee, two assistant superintendents from the public schools, Lee Burden and Marianne Hardeback, myself, the finance director for the county government, and the county assessor. I'll tell you, we have been meeting on Fridays, and at this point, we meet either in person on a conference call every Friday, but we've been meeting on a regular basis for several years now. We have a formal charter we've all signed on to. There's very good governance to this project. It's being reported on a regular basis to the Board of Supervisors and to the school board. So this is a big thing to Loudoun County, and it's an important thing. And you can just tell by the number of people that are involved right now in the implementation that the scope of this thing is not small. And now we're going to be opening it up to everybody. So having said all that, I'd like to be able to say that we're going to give each person keys to a new Ford Taurus. I can't. Instead, I'm going to say Lee Burden's going to come back up here, and maybe she'll do that.
Okay, we thought we'd give you a real-life example of how things may change. And since we currently lack a centralized accounts receivable system, several areas perform their own accounts receivable using various other systems. Some of these are QuickBooks, Access, Word documents, and various department-specific software. And this workflow illustrates how many people are doing the exact same things just in their specific areas. In some cases, receivables are never actually created, but rather an Excel spreadsheet or some other type of list is created to track who is paid for a specific item or event. So that this workflow shows, using Oracle's accounts receivable module, illustrates what a streamlined process might look like and how individuals within the departments can create receivable items in their own areas. Utilizing the Oracle workflows, the receivable can be routed to accounts receivable department, where it can be reviewed, approved, printed, and sent out along with the other invoices. This will free up the various departments to perform their specific functions without having to worry about that process. And this solution may not be applicable to everyone, but you can see how it will certainly streamline and centralize the process for those that it does apply to.
Morning. My name's Doug Niebuhr. I'm the project manager with AST Corporation. And on behalf of AST, I'd just like to say that we're proud and privileged to have the opportunity to partner with Loudoun County and Loudoun County Public Schools on what I understand from Gene is the largest software initiative that's been undertaken here to date. So here, I just want to give you a little bit of a flavor in terms of the project and how the kind of give you the big picture here. The project itself is going to run from January of 2012 through December of 2014. The project is going to be broken up into three separate phases. The first phase being the financial and procurement, and there's actually some budgeting functionality that's going to be included in there. This is the phase that we're currently in. This is phase one running from January of 2012 to August of 2013 with a go live of July 1 of 2013. So all these folks over here that stood up earlier, they were diligently working on that phase and delivering that functionality. The second phase of the project is going to focus on your human resources and payroll related applications and recruiting related applications. That phase is going to start in April of 2013 and conclude in August of 2014. The third phase is to bring some additional procurement functionality to the county. This would include things like improving your RFP and RFQ process and kind of had some internet-based functionality for your suppliers to access information. That phase is scheduled to go live in November the 1st of 2014. All right, so for the phase that we're currently in, phase one, the financial and procurement phase, this slide here represents what we refer to as the system development lifecycle. It kind of tracks the project through the different different phases from requirements definition and analysis to system design and build through testing, training, and eventual go live. In terms of where we are right now, we're actually in the analysis phase. We've got a major milestone coming up here in July, which will be our first prototype testing session, which will run the entire month where we're running through a lot of the requirements and business processes that we've gathered to date. One thing I do want to touch on is the work that was done prior to when we actually arrived here. As Gene kind of alluded to, there was I think there were 5,000 requirements that were documented that related to the first phase that we're looking at. And those requirements span the gamut from technical related requirements to functional related requirements. And we've spent the past few weeks, this team here, going through those requirements and documenting the fit of these applications to those requirements. And we'll be using that as a baseline as we move forward to essentially ensure that the system that we provide to you is going to meet your needs and comply with your business requirements. So I think Grandpa is going to get that fancy new car, and I think he's going to like it.
Well, good morning. I'm Ben Mays. I'm the Acting Director of Management and Financial Services and Acting CFO for the county. Glad to see you all here this morning. I look out at this, and frankly, my worst fears about the us going through the ERP process is proved by my looking out at this crowd. And on the county side, I have to say, if you're here, who's actually getting anything done back at the county government? I know there's people out there who are delivering services, but you know, how are they talking to each other? How are they moving money back and forth? How are they getting people paid? Because you're all in here. And that's going to continue to be one of our biggest challenges as we go through all of this, is that everybody's going to continue to have almost two jobs at one time as we go through it. In general, you know, especially in the county, you know, I'm going to talk about the county side for a moment. Phase one is going to affect the employees who work with all of these different categories that we're talking about here. The general ledger, accounts payable, accounts receivable, fixed assets, purchasing, cash management, grants, budgeting, requisitioning goods and services, expense reports, and of course my favorite, document management. It's entirely possible at the end of the day we'll actually be able to answer the question of why did we set this fund up to begin with, and you'll actually be able to press a button and find the original, you know, piece of paper that the Board of Supervisors adopted that actually set the fund up, and I won't have to show up in Teresa's office and go, why did we do this? And then we have to go look and ask the attorney's office, all the rest of it. But at the end of the day, it's going to touch all of you who work on these systems. It's going to, I think, fundamentally change the way you do business, but I believe it'll do so in a positive way. My goal at the end of all of this is that the little shrines that we have in accounting and human resources to Daryl and to Mike, you know, we'll be able to do away with those, you know. That those of you who, you know, still have your Gene Troxell voodoo dolls, and you know who you are, Beth, you'll be able to get rid of those, or at least only use them for entertainment value no longer, you know, to get work done, you know. But at the end of the day, we'll have an integrated system that really will allow us to understand what we're doing. I mean, it wasn't that long ago that to run a major report in Famous, we ran the risk of bringing the system down, and that's unacceptable for a AAA jurisdiction for as sophisticated a county as Loudoun County is. There are going to be a lot of efforts and a lot of trouble that we all go through here together, but we're all here to support you. Hopefully, you're here to help support us. We're in this together, and anything I can do, I'll be glad to help. So, mostly I know that's going to be staying out of your way, but anything I can do, please let me know. Thank you.
As far as phase one in the schools go, it basically will affect employees who work in business and finance, which is the most obvious one, with replacement of Famous OLPS and the budget system. It'll also affect central office bookkeepers in how they create purchasing requisitions, input budget information, budget adjustments, and access account information. And then the account managers will be affected in how they approve purchases, develop budget information, and manage their funds. The school-based bookkeepers and principals are not at this meeting, but they'll be included in later meetings, as there will be impacts to them as well in doing purchasing requisitions and that sort of thing, and then, of course, in later phases in HR and payroll.
Good morning. My name is Tom Grubb. I'm the Organization Change Management and Communications Lead for the project. I'm from AST Corporation. What we'd like to do next is take a look at change, and specifically change in one organization.
What this organization desperately needs is change.
Well, maybe our change is going to be a little bit different from this, but we have to know that this is going to present a big change for a lot of us, not only in the change that we use in the software tools that we have, but in business processes as well. But you're not in this alone. We're going to do a couple things to help you be successful with this new system. First, we're going to keep you informed of what's going on in the project as it moves forward. And second, we're going to provide training for you. So let's look at how we're going to keep you informed to start with. We're going to continue to have meetings. This is the first of the town hall meetings that we're having in this phase of the project. We'll have two more after this. The next meeting, we'll get into more detail about what things are going to change. And in the third town hall meeting, we'll get into the details of the go-live schedule and the details of the training schedules so that you can get trained before we do go live. We're going to use a variety of communication channels, mostly electronic. We'll have e-newsletters, we'll have the internet, we'll have email messages we'll send to people, giving you status updates of where we are in the project as we move through the phases that Doug talked about earlier. We may use flyers and some more old-fashioned kinds of methods, but what we want to do is make sure that you have a good understanding of what's going on. And in addition to these communication channels, we're going to set up a network of what we call change agents. And a change agent is an advocate for the system and someone who supports the change that's coming forward with us. We want them to be a conduit to the change management team and the communications team for you, and somebody that you can talk to, you can ask questions to, someone who can bring those questions and maybe concerns back to the change management team, so we have a good understanding of what you're thinking about the changes we're going forward, so we can help with that as well. The change agent is not a project team member, the group that you met earlier. It's a different role from that, but we will be developing this network of change agents later this summer. Now let's look at the training that we'll provide. We'll have computer-based training. There's times when you need to be able to go to training and you need it on your schedule, and computer-based training helps us do that. You can do it at your desk, on your PC, on your schedule. But in addition to that, we're going to have live instructor-led training. And these sessions are going to be taught by Loudoun employees. We're going to conduct train-the-trainer workshop for Loudoun folks so that they can lead that training, and you can go to live classroom sessions and be very, very interactive with that. From that, we'll also have training guides that you can take with you, so you'll have reference material to help you back on the job. Additionally, when we do go live, you'll have job aids that we'll have available to you that show you the steps in an operation, and that makes it easier as you acclimate once you've been through your training. But once we go live, we're not going to forget about you. You're not on your own. You're not alone at that point. We're going to have peer support available for you to ask questions, you know, get answers out of how to use the system. We don't expect that once you come out of training, you're going to know 100% perfectly everything you need to do. There's a learning curve that goes on with this as well. So we'll have support for you as we're doing it. And finally, after go live, we will then offer up refresher training. Because once you've really used the live system for a while, then you have more questions, and now the training can get into even more detail about, you know, the questions and concerns you have about how to use the system properly. But at the end, our goal is to help you succeed with the new system. We know it's a big change, so we will provide proper communications to keep you informed, and we'll provide training as well. And with that, I'd like to turn it back to Lee.